Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to my show. So in today's episode, it's all about Wing Chun explosiveness. Now, if you haven't watched or heard my previous podcast episode all about Wing Chun strength, I highly recommend you check it out. Also, recently, I uploaded a video to my YouTube channel on my Sifu's visit back in 2011 here in my school in Melbourne, Australia. So I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to share some footage of him teaching class, teaching a few techniques. So I think it's a gem. If you haven't watched it, check it out. Okay, guys, so today it's all about Wing Chun explosiveness. So the three key points I'd like to discuss and let you know of is, number one, is there such a thing as Wing Chun explosiveness? Number two, what is it, if there is such a thing? And number three, how can one develop it? Okay, so number one, is there such a thing as explosiveness in Wing Chun? And the answer is yes, most definitely. You can see footage from back in the day when Bruce Lee would demonstrate a technique, or even in his films, the guy was so explosive. When I see my Sifu demonstrate technique, even at his age currently, right now, you can still see the explosiveness in his movements. And that is what makes our Wing Chun system so special, so unique. Now, first of all, what is it? Explosiveness is a combination between speed and power. If you learn to get the right connection between these two elements, that is when you become explosive. So, is there such a thing? Yes. What is it? It's a combination between speed and power. You can have all the speed in the world, but if you don't pack a punch, meaning if you don't have power behind that speed, you're going to tap the guy 20,000 times and you won't hurt them. Now, on the other hand, if you have a lot of power, but you have no speed, you'll never hit the target. But if you learn to combine these two elements and work at it, that is when you become explosive. Now, how can one develop it? It's so important to find the right connection. That is what I always tell my students when I'm teaching class. You have to find the connection. And the connection between what, you may ask yourself? The connection between your horse, your stance, going through to the hips, the shoulders, and out through your hands. So that's the connection that you want to try and develop and work on. So my Sifu likes to use an analogy of like the firecrackers that you see in Chinese New Year celebrations, when they hang the strip of firecrackers and you light up one and then there's a chain reaction and it goes through the whole strip. But what happens if you dismantle that and you just grab every single firecracker and you put it together as one, then you create almost like a little bomb, like dynamite. And that is explosiveness. That is the explosive power, where you connect everything, put it into one, bang. And that is what you want to try and develop with your Wing Chun technique and your Wing Chun execution. Okay, so how can you develop it? Simple. You can take one step forward with a pushing stance, with a big mass stance, and you can work on your thrusting punch. Okay? Now, are you punching with the step, before the step, or after the step? So if you bring it down to the basics, that is where you have to try and find the connection. If you're able to connect the punch with the step, are you able to connect the punch with the pull? See, most people in the Wing Chun community worldwide will focus when punching on just the hand that's hitting. But what if you also focus on the hand that's pulling? So when you pull and you push, that already is creating more power, right, and combined with speed, that is when you can generate the explosiveness when executing the punch. And if you're able to do that with the yat chi chong choi, the thrusting punch, you can do it also with the chin choi, the arrow punch. And then that is when you start to combine it with all the other techniques in your arsenal. Same with the kicks. If you're doing a dengok, okay, are you just kicking? What are you doing with the upper body? Those are the questions that you should ask yourself. Am I getting the most out of every technique that I execute? What's the reaction once you hit the target? Let's say if you're hitting a pad, you're working with someone, that person's holding a kicking shield. What's the outcome? What do you see happen when you're hitting that pad, when you're punching it, kicking it, giving it an elbow strike or a knee strike? What do you see happening? Then if you're executing the technique on a training partner, same thing. Now, you will feel the connection once you apply the technique. And you can also look out for the feedback from the person you're training with. You know, if you hear from them something like, you know, I could really feel that technique coming through, right? Coming through the arm if you're doing a park da or something like that. Or if you're generating a lot of power, but it seems effortless because it's just in your system where the power comes already from your base through your hips, shoulders, and through your arms. That is an indicative that you are on the right path to get that explosiveness with your movements. Now, should you look at having explosiveness only when striking? No, you should also have explosiveness when defending. Because let's say you're coming at me and you're coming with a really strong, wild hook, like a haymaker, and I swing back kwansau. Okay, the moment I make impact between my technique and your attack, you should feel the explosiveness. I should feel it come through my body, because once I execute the technique and the explosiveness is there, the outcome will be completely different than if I didn't. And that is where you have the economy of motion. Meaning, let's say you're attacking me. I want to try and execute my technique to the best of my ability, one-on-one. You swing once, I defend once. Then I can deal with it that way, instead of me having to use multiple techniques to stop, jam, or deal with that single attack. Because don't forget, guys, everything we do is for self-defense. So that is the proper mindset to have when training. Why? Because you don't know if you're really just dealing with one opponent. You don't know if behind you, that person has a friend who's coming at you. You don't know what you don't know. So when you train, you always have to train with that mindset, with that intention of executing the technique as best as possible, dealing with a threat, and then being safe and, you know, go away. So those are the elements that I wanted to, you know, talk to you about, because I believe they're very important. So try to use this idea behind, you know, the connection and finding the right balance between speed and power. And let me know, guys, how is it working for you? Are you able to generate that explosiveness in your technique? Or maybe you already possess it. Okay, I'd like to hear from you. So guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and look out for the next one. So I'll see you in a little bit. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.